Okay. I call this meeting to order at 6 p.m. This is a regular meeting for Tuesday, May 15th, 2018. I am Deputy Mayor Matthew Beck in place of Mayor Halter, who went home sick. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
I will. Jim Sykes.
Here.
Matthew Beck.
Here.
George McKee.
Yep.
Ted Leonard.
Here.
Dan Mayfield.
Here.
Barbara Doty will not be present. Randall Kowalki.
Present.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Is there anything that the members would like to pull from the consent agenda? Mr. Manager.
Yes, on page 5 of 14, resolution 18041, resolution supporting laws and permitting requirements outline a clear standard regarding fisheries and our economies. That is requested by the chair of the Fish and Wildlife Commission to be removed from the agenda this evening. There's a plan later to request the assembly to have a work session on these issues.
Okay, Madam Clerk, would you like to speak to that, please?
I just want to be very clear that this is not, he's not requesting it be removed from the consent agenda. He's asking for it to be removed from the agenda completely.
Thank you. Is there any objection from the assembly? Seeing and hearing no objection, that is approved. That will be completely pulled from tonight's agenda. Thank you. Are there any other intentions on the consent agenda from any of the assembly members? Okay. Is there anything else that anybody would like to change with regards to tonight's agenda for the regular meeting? Seeing nothing, the agenda is approved as presented. And now I would like to lead the pledge, and I'm trying to remember. Mr. Hung Lee, is that? Would you please lead us in the pledge? Thank you very much for doing that for us. We're at the minutes of the preceding meetings. Are there any changes to the special meeting minutes of April 24th? Is there any objection to the minutes as presented in the agenda? Hearing no objection, the minutes are approved as presented. We're on reports with correspondence and agency reports. Are there reports from the cities? Mayor of Wasilla? Thank you. Mr. Mayor Cottle?
Sorry, I kind of blend in. Bert Cottle, Mayor of City of Wasilla. We just wrapped up graduation at the Sports Center. We had just over 16,000 people go through the Sports Center. Everything went very, very well during the graduations. We had 7 graduations there, and it was a success by everybody, and good luck to everybody who graduated, especially their parents. Coming to the Menard Center June 1st and June 2nd, community-wide garage sale swap meet from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. each day. Tables are $10 a piece. You can call 357-9100 for more information or go on our website. July 4th is only 6 weeks away. Other than Willow, Wasilla, I think, is the only one else that has a parade on July 4th, which is on a Wednesday. So it's not, you can sign up because this is election year for 52 out of 62 people in the place they call Juneau. So it's, if you want to sign up, you want to sign up now. And then we're starting to open our 8 parks. We have 8 parks inside the city. The biggest is 120 acres. The smallest park is a half acre. And finally, I want to put a big shout out to Keller Williams Real Estate, who last week, in conjunction with some other, with the city, built a set of bathrooms over at Pioneers of Alaska Park, Snyder Park in Wasilla. So a big thank you to them. They did a great job. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. City of Palmer, Manager Wallace.
Good evening, Mayor and Assembly Members. Nate Wallace, City Manager of City of Palmer. First off, congratulations on passing that budget, and thank you for the continued support for our opioid division. Don't get it right yet. Opioid Diversion Task Force Officer. We are providing to work with DEA for the next couple of years, so we really appreciate your support of that program and your budget. For Palmer, the same night you passed your budget, we lost a long-serving council member. Council Member Hansen resigned, but he hasn't been lost to the city. He is now my community development director. And the council couldn't think of a better person to fill that position and gave him an exception to take on that role in the administration. So you'll still see Brad around probably more often now that he's got a full-time job, so to speak. That same night, we introduced our plastic ban ordinance, and we will have a public hearing on May 22nd at City Hall. One is scheduled. There may be more after that. It does mirror Wasilla's ordinance, and if approved as written, would it take effect in January of 2019. So public hearing starts on May 22nd for that. We finished up a week-long cleanup last Saturday, and the chamber raffled off 17 bikes and gifts donated by MTA. We did a citywide pickup of yard waste this year. Normally, we have a one-day event at the Friday Flynn parking lot where people can bring their stuff, but this year we tried something a little different throughout the week. So in addition to picking up city yard or yard waste from all over the city, we also took over 100 appointments to haul off appliances and other large material. So it's quite an event for our public works in the community. We'll look at potentially doing it again this fall because it was so successful, and then continue on in the future. The MTA event center ice rink is now closed for the season, but it is available to groups that are looking for a location to conduct an event, and the golf course is now fully open with 18 holes and carts. So finally, Friday Flings opens this Friday, and will continue through August. So that's in a nutshell, unless you have questions of me. Thanks.
Thank you, Manager Wallace. I don't see Mayor Thompson. Is anybody else here from the City of Houston? Nobody? Is anybody here from the Matanuska-Susitna School District that would like to speak? Nobody? That moves us to committee reports. I do know that there was a joint assembly school board committee on school issues, and I'm going to defer to Assemblymember Sykes to perhaps give us a report on that.
Okay. Well, we did get a review of the building projects that are going on, and some of the things that are going on this year. I wasn't prepared to actually give this report since you on the phone, but we did ask some questions about, or I asked some questions, I guess, about some of the budgetary items that were being projected, and we'd also discussed about a school site development for a bus barn. One of the things that had been a big issue several years ago was trying to get all of the big five districts to bid on school bus service together, with the idea, because bus companies said, you know, Alaska is such a small market, why would we deal with individual districts? So all five districts actually managed to get together and made a bid, but it still didn't make any difference. And then finally, somebody got some information out of one of the district's contractors that said, you know, if you have your own bus facility and require the contractor to use it, you will have people who are more interested, so they don't have to win the bid, find a place to put their buses, do the buses and everything else. And so that's the strategy that is being employed, and several sites have been examined. One of them is near Pioneer Peak Elementary. There's another parcel out right across from the Wasilla Sports Center. I can't remember if that was, those are the two main ones, I think. And so that is an ongoing process, but the school district is really trying hard to cut their transportation costs wherever possible, and so they're envisioning two bus sites and requiring the contractor to use the site, and so we'll see if it generates something else. Did I miss something, Deputy Mayor?
Thank you, Assemblymember Sykes. Sorry to put you on the spot with that. You did a great job. The other thing with regards to that is there is an example in Kenai where a smaller transportation company has been able to come in and save lots of money for that school district, and so there is some evidence that the notion of this could work. Are there any other Assembly public relation reports that anybody would like to discuss, report on? Thank you. That brings us to Manager Moosey. Manager Moosey, do you have a report, please?
Yes. In your red packet and in the back, there's a memorandum and a map for potential road bonding projects. Don't expect any answers tonight, but for the June 3rd meeting, I'd like to get some Assembly direction on if the bond's going to go forward, at what percent, and what road projects. Just please note that the Tier 1 projects have pretty much been vetted for cost, but when you choose a Tier 2 project, we will want to get a little bit better handle on what the actual cost is going to be. Those are pretty much swag numbers at this point in time.
So the clerks informed me that we do have a June 12th meeting to discuss that. Do you want something earlier than that?
June 12th is fine with me.
Thank you. What else do you have, Mr. Manager?
Yes, so as you know, in record time, at least compared to last year, everybody has left Juneau. And so Mr. John Harris, our lobbyist, is here to give us a little wrap-up of all the exciting things that did not happen.
Okay, thank you very much. The session actually ended up about 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, but I'm sure Assemblymember Leonard is happy to have his bride back. After a long time, I know she was happy to get home too. So anyway, the session was not as contentious as last year, obviously. It got done a little bit quicker. They didn't impose an income tax. They didn't impose a sales tax. They didn't impose any kind of taxes, actually, although the governor at one point had, you know, proposed a tax on a payroll tax for capital projects. That didn't pass either. And most of the capital projects that the governor proposed didn't get in the budget. There were some that got in under sort of political duress at the very end, but unfortunately, none of them were for us. Municipality of Anchorage got $20 million for the port project, which, of course, as we all know, that's a competing port and something they've been working at for some time. They actually, you know, they asked for $40 million in their request, their initial request. That was cut down, and I actually thought it was going to get cut down more than that. But the big issue this year, I'm sure you're all aware of it, the big issue this year was whether to use earnings of the permanent fund for the first time in a system to balance the budget with, or attempt to balance the budget. And they did come up with a mechanism. It's like any other funding mechanism that they have. 21 and 11 votes can change how they do it, but they did take some money from the earnings of the permanent fund to balance the budget. That was part of the thing that happened at the end as well, is that the school districts got about $20 million put in the budget to be applied as if it were in the base student allocation. It didn't go in the base, but it was applied that way. So being the second largest school district in the state, the Mat-Su School District will get its share of that. A number of other things happened right at the end. The University of Alaska got some money. Something that affects the largest taxpayer you have here, the hospital, was short-funded, and that's Medicaid payments. There's a lot of debate about in the legislature about whether they truly are owed or they're not owed or whatever, but you know, those payments are mandated by the federal government. The services are provided, and the state ultimately will have to pay its share, but they have, in this process, delayed that. And it'll hurt smaller healthcare providers in the state that don't have the wherewithal to sort of bide over that amount of time. It's almost a two-week time period there where there's short funding. Anyway, there's one issue that did affect this area. That was Senator Wilson put some money in for Kibata, which, as we know, is a stalled project at this point in time. And on the House side, they took that money out, and they have about $2 million put in for the KGB road. So, and that ended up being in the process. So that's where that money, it initially was over $4 million that was supposed to go into Kibata, and through some political maneuvering and other things, there's less. So anyway, I don't want to get into the details of that, which you probably don't want to know either. Anyway, that's the basis of it in a nutshell for the time being. I'm going to write a lot longer report in detail, a lot of things, a lot of bills were out there. That there's a bill that would have affected the borough probably by about, I think, $40,000 or something, a bill that would have asked the municipality to pay extra money, about $100 per license plate on the vehicles and stuff like that. That would have gone in, and right now it's 10. They were proposing to raise it to 100, and that bill was killed. And I appreciate Mr. Moosey and others writing letters and endorsing having that bill die, and it did. So little things like that, but they all add up. And so in the end, this wasn't the least amount of bills passed in the legislature, but it was pretty close until right at the end when a flurry of bills did materialize. And There were a number of bills that came together, as they a lot of times do, at the very end, where, you know, people used to complain about riders in Congress where bills would get added to, or something would get added to another bill, whatever. Well, the state legislature is not much different, and near the end, if a title fits, or if you can make a title fit, then you could put various different subjects into a single bill. So one bill passed at the end of session. It was the president of the Senate, Pete Kelly's bill, dealing with the Dalton Highway access. And it ended up with three riders on it, so there are actually four bills that were incorporated into that. Three of them were nothing to do with the Dalton Highway at all, but had to do with transportation or some other thing that fit the title. So that's kind of the way the process can work in the end. So I'll take any questions if you have them, or I'll sit down.
Other questions for Mr. Harris? Assemblymember Sykes?
Well, I hope that if we need some help with our port, we don't have to lose $120 million like Anchorage did, is one. The other thing I was glad, and I think it's worth mentioning, you didn't probably have to lobby very hard on it. We did, yet Representative Rauscher got his bill for the Jonesville Mine public use area passed unanimously by both houses, and I thought that's one of the rare times I saw the legislature work together effectively.
That was also a sort of sleight of hand maneuver there that involved both the new senator from the area that represents Senator Dunleavy, or that replaced Senator Dunleavy's position, and Representative Rauscher, and it was sort of a battle of who was going to one up the other type of a deal, not between those two, but between others at play. So it did pass. It was a no brainer bill, but for political reasons, people were holding it up. So. Other questions?
Further questions for Mr. Harris?
Okay, thank you very much.
We talked about you very fondly during our budget process, and we very much appreciate your service in Juneau. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Archbishop said to tell you hello.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Manager, other? Oh, you're finished. Okay, you have no other reports. Okay, thank you. Mr. Attorney Spropoulos, do you have a report for us?
I do not.
Oh, this is great. Madam Clerk, do you have a report for us?
I do. Your clerk's report is in your red folder, and also I wanted to advise the Assembly, last week I attended the Division of Elections put on a vendor technology fair, and they ended up having four federally certified election vendors coming in to give them presentations about election equipment. The state's election equipment, as you know, we do use it for our election. It is aging. However, I want to clarify for the Assembly, it still counts accurately. It's just an older system. But I just wanted to let the Assembly know that it looks like the state is saying that they're going to try to get new election equipment by 2020. However, they still have to write that RFP. They've got to review those RFPs and get all the equipment in place. So I'm not sure if it's going to be 2020, 2021. And the other thing they're looking at is they may just go by precinct, which they do right now, and just buy precinct equipment. The other item they might do is a hybrid, where they actually do precinct voting in some areas of the state and possibly by mail in other areas of the state. Those decisions still have to be made.
Cool. It brings to mind the Netflix series Lost in Space. Thank you. We're at the citizens and other correspondents. Are there any comments on the citizen and other correspondents? Assemblymember Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I just want to draw the Assembly's attention and the public's attention to item number 9, Wastewater and Septage Advisory Board. They are bringing through two resolutions in support of actually constructing a leachate treatment plant, which will treat the leachate in the landfill, and to explore septage treatment, and as part of that, to look at a waste-to-power system that looks like it's got some promise. It's technology that's being used effectively for 30 years, and so that might be the easiest way to get rid of our septage, generate power, and lengthen the life of the landfill. So you can expect resolutions coming forward to the Assembly, and you can actually read what they passed, but ours will maybe slightly different.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Then the citizen and other correspondents are presented as written. Thank you. We are at the informational memorandums. Madam Clerk, would you like to read that, please?
Item 18065, reporting of conclusion of contract for bid number 15104B to TBI Construction Company for a total contract amount of $10,036,214 for the Dorothy Swanda Jones Building rooftop unit connection and fireproofing, project number 10057.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We are at persons to be heard, or there are no persons to be heard. Now we are at public hearings. If you wish to speak, please be sure to sign up in the back of the room. Each person will have 3 minutes to testify. When you come up to the podium, please remember to state your name for the record before you begin speaking. We are at ordinance 18-029. Madam Clerk, would you please read that into the record?
An ordinance providing for the limited delegation of parks and recreation powers of the City of Houston for certain recreational facilities in the Little Susitna River Campground and day use area located within the city boundaries, adopting MSB 1.10.126, delegation of limited parks and recreational powers to the City of Houston, and MSB 110-127, relinquishment of parks and recreational powers by the City of Houston, MSB 007373.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will open the public hearing. Is there anybody signed up? There's no one signed up. Does anybody in the audience wish to come forward and speak to this matter? Then I will close the public hearing and bring it back to Assemblymember Kowalki. Would you please move the legislation and speak to it if you'd like to?
Yes, I move to adopt ordinance 18-029. And frankly, when I saw that in the packet, I was confused, since that property in question, we had bequeathed to the City of Houston several meetings ago. As I was digging through the packet, the explanation is that two of those parcels had federal strings tied. And let me read the whereas. One of the National Park Service requirements is that the city must have legal authority to provide public recreation services. And when we held those rights, they needed to be bequeathed along with the property so that eventually the feds could release this to Houston. So it's essentially a cleanup for the ordinance that we passed earlier.
Thank you, Assemblymember Kowalki. I appreciate that. Is there any objection to this passing? Hearing no objection, the legislation passes. That brings us to ordinance 18-031 and resolution 18-024. Madam Clerk, would you please read that into the record?
An ordinance appropriating $362,320 from the 2004 Series A General Obligation Bond Interest Account Number 400, Project Number 65002-5300-5304, to Susitna Valley Junior Senior High School Siding Replacement Account 400, Project Number 40167, with accompanying resolution 18024, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget to utilize the 2004 Series A General Obligation Bond interest monies for the additional funds to fully fund the Susitna Valley Junior Senior High School Siding Replacement, project number 40167.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will open the public hearing. Is there anybody signed up? Anybody in the audience, would you like to come forward and speak to this ordinance? Seeing no one, I'll close the public hearing and bring that back to Assemblymember Kowalki. Will you please move the legislation?
I move move ordinance 18-031, and I was at Susitna Valley for the graduation, and this work needs to be done. It's been budgeted and included, so I urge your approval.
And you move it for resolution 18024 as well?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Assemblymember Kowalki. Is there any objection to the legislation? Seeing and hearing none, the legislation passes, which brings us to ordinance number 18-033 and resolution 18-026. Madam Clerk, would you please read that into the record?
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $40,000 from the Mount Sioux Trails and Parks Foundation to fund 440 project number 15019 for the construction needed to repair and upgrade the Lake Louise boat launch and parking lot. With accompanying resolution 18026, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget for the Lake Louise boat launch and parking lot.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will open the public hearing. Is there anybody signed up to speak on this matter? Would anybody in the audience like to come forward and speak to this at all? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing and bring this back to Assemblymember Sykes. Would you please move the legislation?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move to adopt ordinance 18-033 and resolution 18026.
Would you like to speak to it?
Sure. This is a project, a safety project that's been needed for some time, and I think we should be very appreciative the Matsu Trails and Parks Foundation has come up with the money that really puts this over the top and make sure this thing is going to actually be built. And so I implore you to approve this. I would note that the community council at, it's called a Luis Susana Tayon Community Association, has put in $25,000 of their own money in terms of matching.
Thank you, Assemblymember Sykes. I know that you've spoken about this, and I was excited to see it before us. Is there any objection to this? Seeing and hearing none, the legislation passes. We are now at Ordinance 18-034 and Resolution 18-028. Madam Clerk, would you please read that into the record?
An ordinance reappropriating $70,781 from the Capital Projects Department Fiscal Year 2018 Operating Budget Fund 100 to Fund 435 Borough Facilities Capital Projects for the Fireweed Building Improvements Project Number 10178 with accompanying Resolution 1828, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget for the Fireweed Building Improvements Project Number 10178.
Thank you. I'll open the public hearing before Assemblymember Sykes moves this. Would anybody like to speak to this matter? I assume there's no one signed up. Anybody who would like to come forward? I will close the public hearing and ask Assemblymember Sykes to please move this legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move Ordinance 18-034 and Resolution 18-028.
Is there any objection? Seeing and hearing none, the legislation passes, which brings us to Ordinance 18-035 and Resolution 18-029. Madam Clerk, would you please read that into the record?
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $30,000 from the Alaska State Department of Environmental Conservation Division of Water and reappropriating $20,000 from the fiscal year 2016 area-wide grant match appropriation to Fund 480, Project Number 47514, for the purpose of conducting a stormwater analysis on Wasilla Creek, with accompanying Resolution 18029, a resolution approving the scope of work and budget, extending the time limit to complete the project, and authorizing the manager to enter into a grant agreement with the Alaska State Department of Environmental Conservation Division of Water for the purpose of conducting a stormwater analysis on Wasilla Creek.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. I will open the public hearing. Is there a sign-up sheet? Would anyone else from the audience like to come and speak about the analysis on Wasilla Creek? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing and bring this back to Assemblymember Leonard. Will you please move the legislation?
Yes. I move to adopt Ordinance 18035 and Resolution 18029.
Thank you. Are there any comments? Assemblymember McKee.
I have a question of the manager. In looking at this, it appears that we are going to come up with $50,000 for this analysis. Is that correct?
$20,000 for us and $30,000 for appropriating from environment.
$50,000
total for this work.
Yeah, $50,000.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And now, who is going to perform this work? Is it going to be performed by the state division of that's going to cough up to $30,000, or is it going to be a contract put out by the borough?
We are deciding on who's going to address that specifically, and Brad won. So Brad Swartz is coming up.
Is it on? Yeah, we'll have a consultant that we'll be hiring to do the work.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Why can't we do it in-house?
We don't have the expertise in-house.
What, don't we have engineers?
This is not necessarily an engineering project. It will be managed by an engineer, but probably the people carrying out the work will be environmental scientists of some type that know about water quality and testing and labs and things like that.
But looking at this, that isn't what is in here. That's what is kind of baffling me and why I'm questioning it right now. Look, if we have an engineer that's going to be able to do this, then maybe we ought to look at a different way of doing it. I see no reason for us to go out and get a consultant. Yeah, what kind of a consultant would we get?
Thank you, Mr. Manager.
Thank you.
So, yes. Yeah, so, We do have a good staff, but we're limited, and most likely stormwater is going to be a hydrologist, and we don't have anybody of hydrology experience on staff. And I also know, and I appreciate your encouragement for us to do as much in-house, but for these limited works, we don't have the expertise, and it just makes more sense for us to get the right answer as opposed to the answer we have in-house. But it's going to be a hydrologist, most likely, on the stormwater study.
Any further questions, Assemblymember McKee?
Most likely, or will it be a hydrologist?
If this is approved, we will bring back the contract for you on who we do business with and what the contract entails. But it's a stormwater, so you're going to have some experience in hydrology.
Thank you.
Thank you for asking those questions, Assemblymember McKee. Is there any objection to the legislation? Seeing and hearing none, the legislation passes. Now we are at Ordinance 18-036 and Resolution 18-030. Madam Clerk, would you please read this into the record?
An ordinance accepting and appropriating $25,000 from the Alaska State Department of Natural Resources, Division of Parks and Outdoor Recreation, Office of History and Archaeology, to fund 440 Project Number 202203 for the Rebarchek Colony Farm Certified Local Government Grant with accompanying Resolution 1830, a resolution establishing the scope of work and budget for the Rebarchek Colony Farm Certified Local Government Grant.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Before Assemblymember Sykes prepares to read this into the record, I will open the public hearing. I'm just giving him a warning by that. Wasn't that creative? I will open the public hearing, and we do have a sign-up sheet. Mr. Lamar Anderson. Please come forward. Remember to state your name for the record, and then you have 3 minutes.
Lamar Anderson. I'm a Palmer resident. I'm also assisting in the project management for the Alaska State Fair Rebarchek Agricultural Park. The purpose of this park is to develop a living history farm and an incubator farm on the historic Rebarchek property. That is the first colony house and farm that was established in the colony in 1935, and both the farm site and the farmhouse is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. The overall value and purpose of the Rebarchek Agricultural Park is to bring a greater understanding of Alaska's agricultural history to all of Alaska and the visitors to our state and to our area, and to highlight the many positive traditions of agriculture in Alaska as well as the Matthew Borough specifically. There's basically three components of the agricultural park. The first is the actual original farmhouse, which is on the in its original location. There's also some historical outbuildings there. It needs to be stabilized and restored. The purpose and the intent is not to replicate it exactly back in that stage, but right now it needs to be stabilized so that that historical site is not lost. And that's the purpose of this grant through the State Historical Preservation Office. The other components of it are, and this will be through, you know, fundraising through the State Fair consultant, but that is also then to build a event center, a colony barn replica that will serve as a community meeting place, education for agricultural, weddings, or those type of things, as well as house an Alaska State Farm Museum and a Alaska Agricultural Museum. The third component, and to use most of that land, is to promote agricultural to youth, people that are interested in farming, and to demonstrate, experiment with crops, different practices, and that's why it's called the incubator farm. And so that is what makes up the entire component. And again, this grant is so that we can stabilize the house so that it doesn't fall in on itself. There's been engineering studies that have already been completed. The Alaska State Fair has expended money and the allocated money so that there were some basic evaluations in engineering that needed to be done to ensure that that house is protected. So we appreciate your the support to help us preserve that historical building. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. Is there anybody else that would like to come forward and speak to this legislation? Mr. Eugene Carl Haberman, please come forward. State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes. Thank you.
Thank you for noting all the names. Thank you. Again, I'll be very, very brief and on topic. My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I follow the public process. The public process is done appropriately. The decision made by the governing body is more likely in public interest. All I'm going to say in just a simple couple sentences is this. This is a historical matter, and where's the historical board? Did they see this? And if they did see this, where's any record in this thing? And maybe I'm not perfect. We all make mistakes. And maybe it's in here and I'm not seeing it. But why is the connection with them, and why isn't it part of the record? Thank you very much. That includes my comments.
Thank you, Mr. Carl Haberman. Is there anybody else that would like to come forward and speak to this matter? Seeing and hearing none, I will close the public hearing, and I will bring this to Assemblymember Sykes and ask you to please move to legislation.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move to adopt Ordinance 18-036 and Resolution 18-030.
And I'm going to speak to it first before any other assembly members would. I'll just
please
take
do.
The liberty. I was a part of the conversations when this first began. And this is much, it began with a conversation much like the gathering place did. If you're familiar with that area where you walk into the state fairgrounds now, they have the gathering place that represents and celebrates the many cultures of the state of Alaska. We wanted to celebrate something very specific to here and the agriculture rehabilitation project. I know I just said that wrong, from 1935. And this seemed like a logical thing to do with that piece of property there where the original farm was. Most people that come to the fair will go through the barn and they'll see the animals there. And those are real projects by real people that are from here in the mostly here in the valley, also from other parts of the state, but mostly here. And so we wanted to kind of do something that also enhances that part of the fair, and it seemed like a nice development that would really celebrate who we are as a borough. So I encourage you to support this legislation. Is there any other comments? Assemblymember Sykes.
I just think it's a tremendous opportunity, and we should take this one. This is a real important one.
And I would like to also comment, I appreciated Mr. Carl Haberman's thoughts about this, and it's not too late for this project to run through, maybe not this specific piece of legislation, but maybe a connection with the Historic Society. There might be a connection to be made there if that hasn't been made yet. I can't speak for sure if that's been made or not yet, but we could definitely consider that. With that being said, are there any other comments? Is there any objection? Hearing none of no objection, the legislation passes. And that brings us to audience participation. We do have a sign-up list in the back. I have one here as well. I will call your name out, and please come forward after your name is called. State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes to speak on anything you would like to. You could sing a song, read a poem, encourage us, criticize us, speak to anything on the agenda or not on the agenda. It's your time to talk to us, but you have 3 minutes. Up first is Mr. Brian Endel.
Brian Endel. I'll hold from singing. I don't do that well. But thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor, Mr. Manager, members of the Assembly and staff. I don't do too many jokes either. But I do appreciate how fast you're moving this meeting forward, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Is that a promise you can make?
Okay,
all
right. No.
I won't hold you to it. So I wanted to talk on Resolution 18-041. Now, Resolution 18-041, with the committee that's bringing it forward, there's not necessarily anything wrong with it except that it's hooked to something called HB 199. Now, HB 199 is not good. It seeks to destroy Alaskan industry, hurt the Alaskan people, and hurt not only the industry, in Anchorage or on the slope, but also, the Matsu residents that go up to the slope and go to Anchorage to work. So it's not good. So I would just, I would advise you to watch what comes out of this committee, make sure that that isn't linked to, that HB 199 is no longer linked to this one. Something like this should not even make the assembly agenda. When you have HB a bill like HB 199 associated with something that comes out of this committee, that should never happen. So I just wanted to thank the person that withdrew that. I think it was the right thing to do. I would watch as it comes back. That's it. Thank you, and have a good night.
Thank you, Mr. Endel. Kayla Coker.
Hi, my name's Kayla Coker. Sorry for the little baby squeals. Try to keep her quiet. I spoke at last week's meeting asking you guys to approve waiving the dump fees for the Willow Wall subdivision, and I first just want to say thank you, and it's been awesome, and we've been taking full advantage of that. However, my main reason for talking today is to share what happened to me at the last meeting. Unfortunately, my wallet was either picked up and never returned or wrongfully taken from me right here in this room. I do want to thank Assemblymember Beck and the clerks for helping to, and the custodial staff for helping look for it after the meeting last week, but unfortunately, it was never found and still has yet to make its way back to me. What really hurts the most about this is that the people in this room I always thought were coming here to better the community. And apparently I was thinking a little too highly of my fellow Valley residents. It's also disheartening to know how little surveillance is available in this room. I was actually told there was none for the area that I was in to check. I did watch from what's available online, and you could see me sitting here, but the, you know, point at which the wallet was taken or gone missing was unfortunately unavailable. I've considered myself one of the lucky ones who hadn't been affected by theft in the Valley yet. And to have it happen here of all places when coming to talk about it just really, really bites. I just wanted to talk today to suggest maybe an increase of video surveillance for y'all. It was a tough decision for me to return to these meetings, but I'm determined that good will one day prevail, and all of those affected by theft and other crimes across the state will one day see justice, and the revolving door for criminals will stop. So thank you again for all that you do for our Willow Walk community. Thank you.
I just want to interject and apologize for the what happened in the loss of your wallet. That happened to me 2 months ago at my place of work, and it's just, it bought someone a tank of gas before I was able to cancel my cards, but really sorry to hear that happen.
Luckily, I canceled my cards like that, but still had much, much other valuable things, you know, as well as cash and stuff, so.
Oh, yeah. I just found out I don't have my Costco card anymore.
I know. I was thinking that as well.
Alexander Coker.
Mr. Coker, I will need you to push the button on the mic, and you can leave it on when you're done.
Just like that. Hello, members of the board. My name is Alexander Coker. I'm married to that beautiful thing over there. I'm speaking on behalf of the Willow Wall subdivision. I believe that we need some paved roads and streetlights due to how large the neighborhood is, and I feel like it would help in a reduction of crime. Willow Wall seems to be the forgotten community and a sanctuary for addicts and criminals. I would say that probably 98% of the community are law-abiding citizens. However, those 2% are responsible for the majority of the drugs and crime that are being brought into the backyards of our children. There is a lot of money being appropriated every month, every assembly meeting, and I believe that a lot of good would come from giving Willow Wall subdivision a fair cut and a fair chance, and I just want to thank you for your time.
Thank you very much, Mr. Coker. Sean Osborne.
Hi, I'm Sean Osborne. Of course, I am and part of the Willow Walk community, and I spoke last time telling you how my cats are scared of anybody who walks by because of one of them getting shot by a bow and arrow. I do want to thank you guys for partnering with this Willow Walk Watch group for the dumpster. I've been just seeing in front of our Facebook group how much it's helping people throughout that subdivision, and thank you. I just don't want you guys to stop helping this subdivision at that point. because not only is Willowa an issue, I know that it's an issue all over the Matsup Borough. I don't have the statistics of how much of the crime is coming out of Willowa, but I'm sure it's probably pretty great. But we really do need some improvements in that subdivision. I also hope that you guys know, I was reading the news and I got it up on my phone on May 1st, of course, sorry about that. That Alaska is part of a $250 million in federal funds to fight the opiate addiction. And I really hope that you work with our state delegation members to get some of that money appropriated here to the Matsu, because right now it is not. It's Juneau, Anchorage, and another city, but it's not Matsu Borough. And there is a lot of crime here, and I really hope that you guys work hard to get some of that money to fight the opiate addiction through public safety matters and also whether it's treatment centers and all those kinds of things. So thank you.
Thank you. Perfect time to bring that up with our borough lobbyist sitting in the room. Ms. Patty Fisher.
Hello. My name is Patty Fisher. I am a president of the Meadow Lakes Community Council, and I'm here in that capacity tonight, and also as just a citizen of the borough. Back in January, the Assembly passed a resolution to hold a series of town halls on crime. I believe it was agreed at that time that you would wait until after the budget was passed. Well, guess what? The budget is passed. So I'm calling on you to put that at the top of your agenda now. Crime is a major concern for my community in Meadow Lakes. We had our meeting last Wednesday, and that night, members of the Forest Park community came to our town hall and asked for help. They are experiencing the same kind of problems that Willowa is. And so I went home that night worried about, you know, thinking in the back of my mind about crime, but it wasn't in my neighborhood. 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm awoken by criminals in front of my house with a robbery in progress. Now, fortunately, they were not really big, bad criminals, because I scared them away, waving my arms and yelling. But I was probably dumb. In retrospect, I probably shouldn't have done that. But we need the communication from the borough on this issue. And with the end result, maybe you're going to consider police service areas. I don't know. But if you have town halls, that could come out. So I urge you to proceed with the town halls as quickly as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Fisher. Mr. Ron Johnson.
My name's Ron Johnson. I live in the community of Dubuque. I was here to speak on RS 18041. I'm glad that you have pulled it from the consent agenda. I hope it doesn't come back, but if in fact it does, I do request that it not be put on the consent agenda. It needs to be open for open dialogue. I'm definitely against this resolution. It smells like to me it's in support of the Salmon Initiative. And there's some problems with this salmon initiative coming up that I see. Number one, it puts salmon above people. Now, I understand we have to balance environmental needs, but we also have to balance economic needs of this borough and the state. And I believe that this resolution will put unfair, it's got the potential to put unfair restrictions on economic development. And we are in tough times. I'm not telling any of you anything you don't know. We all recognize that. So I'm just speaking against RS 18041. I hope it does not come back. I will not support this initiative. And if it comes on the ballot, I will be fighting against it. I think it's going to bring unfair economic disadvantage to the state and the borough at a time that we can ill afford it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Michael Fernandez.
Good evening, Assembly members. My name is Michael Fernandez. I'm here to speak on behalf of the Willowa subdivision. So I will start by notifying you that I have actually been in touch with Sarah Heath from the governor's office out here in Palmer. I got an email from her not too long ago. She is trying to get me in touch with the opioid task force and my house organization so we can actually start working together. So to help answer that question, sounds like they're already planning on sending some money out here to the borough. Additionally, I'd like to thank you for waiving the fees at the dump. And we have made good use of that. I'm trying to pull this up here. So far, in addition to, I hate to use the word, normal people's houses being cleaned up, a small task force from our Willow Wall Watch Group has gone out and cleaned up three well-known drug houses. And they're working on, I think, I'd probably call it the worst, too. I think I just texted Assemblymember Leonard the pictures if he wants to share them with you guys later. I'd also like to thank you for all the pressure, if you guys have been putting pressure on a few of these property owners to clean up their properties, as I have definitely seen some scrambling to get that stuff cleaned up. I've also had a few phone calls from property owners looking to offload the properties that they're renting out to violators of borough code. So there is that going on. I've also gotten some phone calls from real estate agents and developers, and they're looking to further develop Willowa. That being said, I'm gonna have to bring up the pavement and lights. So I don't like to nitpick everything to death, but I do look at money as a tangible object, and looking at past tax revenues out of the Willowa subdivision, it looks like we are contributing a lion's share in comparison to our surrounding neighborhoods, who are younger, newer, and definitely more developed. Granted, like Bridal Path, for example, is an equestrian property with $500,000 homes back there. Doing some research, I found that they were not supposed to have paved roads, but because of the horses, it was better for their hooves to have dirt roads. But eventually, RSA 25, I believe it was, they paved it. Now, we do have a member on the board now, but apparently that person's getting some grief from a couple people on the RSA 25, so I'm going to ask that you guys maybe apply some pressure to them to go ahead and get some RSA 25 money thrown at Willowa. And my time is up. Thank you very much for your attention. Have a good day.
Thank you, Mr. Fernandez. Just a recommendation. I think I heard you say you're trying to connect with my house. And if you haven't met her yet, Michelle Overstreet is super, and you can even just stop by there most days and talk to her during the day. She's usually there. If you don't know where it's at, talk to Mayor Cottle. He can point you in the right direction. And don't stop putting pressure on the RSA yourself. I've been going to the Gateway Community Council, and we had a neighborhood that needed lights, and they just pressured real hard until they got them. So keep up that conversation. Thank you. Mr. 2020, Hockey Lee.
Thank you very much, assembly members and audience. So, I want to talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. And remember, one nation, indivisible, and liberty and justice for all. So, right now, our nation is painfully divided to left and right. So that is one of the biggest problems our nation is facing. I'm a registered Republican myself, but half of my friends are liberals. And what I love about Alaska is this. I've been living 7 different states in the United States. Alaska is unique. It's because all these liberal friends of mine, I can talk so openly about my opposition to gay marriage, transgender bathroom, tattoos, piercings, and marijuana. And they don't get upset. They listen to me. I was shocked. But it was not like that in Michigan, California, New York, Texas, or Wisconsin, all these different places I've lived. To me, it's the American spirit, and the Constitution is live in Alaska. So to me, that's something I'm really proud of. And especially I sent a lot of letters to the editors, to, you know, newspapers like Frontiersman and People's Paper, and they published it because they have highly controversial topics. And so I am very proud of you all and Alaskans and Alaskan journalism, and I just want to thank everyone in Alaska. And so I think that's what America needs, this culture of open conversation and civil discussion. And even though we may disagree, we can talk openly about things, like very difficult things. And, you know, I'm here to entertain you, okay? You can see me as a stand-up comedian and a guy fantasizing about presidency in 2020. And that's my great pleasure to see you smile. And it makes me very happy. So I'm here to cheer you up, and I'm very proud of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Mr. Eugene Carl Haberman.
My name is Eugene Carl Haberman. I represent myself. I live in the Matteson Valley. I follow the public process. The public process done appropriately, decision made by the governing body is more likely in the public interest. Please note, tomorrow night in Menard Center, the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation is having a community meeting, and starting at 5:30. Also note, too, is last week I attended the board meeting of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation. Prior to that meeting, as you know, I do an audit of the public process. I found out that the packet for the board meeting was not available to the public until the day before the meeting, and it was standard. I addressed concern on that, and I also later found out that it's been a practice for the board meeting to have that similar problem. Toward closing of, before closing, in closing comments of that board meeting around 1 o'clock, one member expressed concern that they need to do better. And after the meeting, I approached Keith Meyer, president of the gas line, and I asked him what changes, what time frame were they going to work with, and he expressed to me that they would try to do it a week. Work with a week. Well, that's a good start. But look what's been going on and how long it's been going on and what type of project, a gas line, multi-billion dollar, doesn't look pretty good, and it won't look very good with the feds. It doesn't look good for the Alaskans. And how come I see this? I simply look at those basic questions. Also that week, that was a very busy week. I was present. There were four presentations dealing with the manufacturers of voting equipment. It was at the Captain Cook. It was Tuesday, three of them, and one of them, it was in the morning of Wednesday. I made it to three of the four. The third one in the afternoon, I was quite tired, so I left. As you know, I stand for meetings, and those were 2.5 hours a pop. And then the elections policy group met starting at 1 o'clock that Wednesday afternoon. There was no place on the agenda for public comment. State law requires that all public meetings you provide a reasonable opportunity for the public to be heard. But I was asked to address because by the State Division Director, noting that I was present at those presentations, which was not advertised to the public. It was limited to very few people knew about, particularly it was division election. I came wind of it. You know I'm on top of things. And asked for my opinion. And unfortunately, I don't have much time, and I encourage you to ask me questions because what I saw there is really bad. They stated at that meeting that there's a chaos situation dealing with the state equipment. And now we got, why are we in a chaos situation with the type of equipment that's 20 years old, and they're moving fast track? And how come the public was not having the opportunity, a rare opportunity, to be present and know about these manufacturers coming up so we could have heard that? I had the rare privilege, and I'm glad I was there. But you know, it takes a lot of work to find out about these things, particularly when they hide these things. And that concludes it. I welcome you. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Carl Haberman. And I'm going to invite other people to come up and speak. But before I do that, I just want to, I feel very compelled to say thank you to everybody that's here. And for whatever reason brings you here, I recognize that, you know, there's a lot more people that live in this borough, but I definitely look upon the people that are here tonight, and I see our borough well represented by people from all different walks of life, neighborhoods, areas of interest, and I'm really glad that you're here. I know that all my fellow assembly members and all the staff of the borough feel the same way. We thank you for participating. That being said, is there anybody else you'd like to come forward and come on up, please, and share your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes. Thank you very much. Former assembly member Culligan.
Steve Culligan of Wasilla, former assembly person and former Fish and Game Advisory for the Metsu Borough. I just wanted to say thank you for pulling the resolution for tonight. I think we're all in full support of our Fish and Game Advisory Board. There's been no one board that we've ever had that's worked harder and produced more good value for the Metsu Borough than that particular organization. But on the other hand, as a developer and industry and the current timing at the state, other things going on, it's unfortunate that a term stand for salmon that we all support also means something a little bit different. And by not hearing both sides, it puts a little bit of the board in a strange position and you as assembly people. I'm asking your continued support of that board, but also there's a process held up in court that the state and others have weighed in, at least holding back, at court right now being kind of heard. But on the other side, the stand for Alaskans, the opposing side of that is also Native corporations and all sorts of other folks that also care about salmon and habitat and other things that would keep them from even possibly restoring a power generation plant to restoring a river to a salmon stream under those regulations. And when one of our board members is personally involved in that, that same person has been a valued asset and voice on that board, but when involved personally in one of the sides of the initiative, puts it in kind of a strange place. And I just am asking everybody to take a deep breath, look at the entire picture, hear all of the facts in the community, have that discussion, and help make a measured decision. But most importantly, I still believe that is the single most important board that we have, and those people work very, very hard, and I don't want to put them in a strange position. But beyond that, as everybody else has been up here declaring their political values and stuff, I just want to state for the record that I am officially bipolitical and just don't care anymore. And with that, I thank you very much.
Do we have to put in a bi-political bathroom now? Thank you, Assemblymember Culligan, and thank you for your service. Anyone else like to come up and share anything with us? Love to hear from you. This is it. Then I will close the audience participation, which brings us to the consent agenda. Are there any further actions against the consent agenda? Excellent. Madam Clerk, will you please read the consent agenda into the record?
I will. AM 18036, awarded bid number 18123B to Northern Asphalt Construction Incorporated in the contract amount of $364,649.50 for West Carmel Road. AM 18038, awarded bid number 18126B to Steppers Construction Incorporated in the contract amount of $120,822.30 for Willow Community Park Improvements Picnic Pavilion. AM 18039, approval to enter into an agreement with Meridian System Incorporated in the amount of $134,528 to install direct digital control systems in the new Fire Station 62, project number 10183. AM 1840, awarded bid number 18127B to Valley General Construction, LLC, in the contract amount of $339,888.60 for Leary Trail Improvements. AM 18041, awarded bid number 1809B to Western Construction and Equipment, LLC, in the contract amount of $153,830 for Lake Louise Boat Launch and Parking Lot Improvements. And AM 18042, awarded bid number 18108B to South Central Construction Incorporated in the amount of $3,850,000 for Central Landfill Cell 4 Construction.
Assemblymember Sykes, will you please move the consent agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move to approve the consent agenda as read into the record by the clerk.
Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, the consent agenda is approved. There's no unfinished business. There's No vetoes. We are now at introductions. Madam Clerk, please read the introductions into the record.
Introduction for public hearing on June 5th is Ordinance 1813, Ordinance 1821, Ordinance 1832, Ordinance 1837, Ordinance 1838, Ordinance 1839, Ordinance 1840, Ordinance 1841, Ordinance 1842, Ordinance 1843, Ordinance 1844, Ordinance 1845, Ordinance 1846, Ordinance 1847, Ordinance 1848, Ordinance 1849, Ordinance 1851 with accompanying resolution 1831, Ordinance 1852 with accompanying resolution 1832, Ordinance 1853 with accompanying resolution 1833, Ordinance 1854 with accompanying resolution 1834, Ordinance 1855 with accompanying resolution 1835, Ordinance 1856 with accompanying resolution 1836, Ordinance 1857 with accompanying resolution 1837, Ordinance 1858 with accompanying resolution 1838, Ordinance 1859 with accompanying resolution 1839, Ordinance 1860 with accompanying resolution 1840.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Good job. My guess is we'll be combining some of those.
Yes, we will.
Assemblymember Sykes, would you please move the introductions?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I got the easy part. I move to introduce the legislation as read into the record by the clerk and set the public hearings for June 5th, 2018.
Good job. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, the legislation is introduced. Now it's time for the mayoral nominations and appointments. Assemblymember Sykes, will you please move the vacancy report?
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. I move to approve the mayor's recommendations and resignations up for confirmation as follows. Emergency Medical Services Board, resignation of Jalen Van Nice, and moving Sally Beach onto the board. Local Emergency Planning Committee, Lance Ketterling.
Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, it is approved. There is no other new business. There are no referrals. There are no reconsiderations. Now it's time for comments. Mr. Attorney, any further comments?
No, sir.
Mr. Manager, any further comments?
Other than Deputy Mayor, look at that time on that clock. Thank you.
I'm taking full credit. Madam Clerk? No. Assembly Member Leonard.
Deputy Mayor, I'd just like to thank everyone for their testimony tonight, and that's all I have.
Thank you. Assembly Member McKee.
One thing, the testimony we had tonight, particularly from the Willowa area, about the paving of the roads and what have you, I think the manager might give them more detail on how that goes about. The fact that they will raise their own mill rate, their own service area mill rate, for road improvements in that area, just as we do in the area that I live in. I'm not sure they're aware that that's how that comes about.
Thank you. Assemblymember Sykes.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Thanks a lot for the crowd that came out tonight. I really appreciate all the testimony. I would like to draw the Assembly's attention to what's coming up. Quite a lot of data has been gathered in terms of how much police service is likely to cost. The central question to the whole thing is, right now we're a second-class borough and we don't have police powers, but we do have whether we may choose to contract with the cities for more police, contract with troopers for more troopers, contract with a separate entity, or create police service areas. Any of those things involve us asking the public for police powers, and so that question needs to be asked by either an opinion vote or a ballot question where the vote counts. And I've been working with the attorney to draft some language, and we'll present that at the June 5th meeting. So I just want you to be aware of that, and I hope that we think about, we agreed to have at least two large community meetings, so please think about where you'd like to do that and when.
Thank you, Assemblymember Sykes. Assemblymember Kowalki.
Yes, I'd like to thank everyone who did come and participate this evening, and I was particularly happy to see 18-041 pulled. I think it was possibly well intended, but certainly had other ramifications, and it was extraordinarily a poor choice of timing. I think when we have on the Fish and Wildlife Commission someone sponsoring the document, the Stand for Salmon, I think it politicizes the organization, and I'm real concerned about that situation continuing. Beyond that, thank you all for your attending, and I appreciate the remarks by Commissioner McKee that we need to explain to the Willowa folks. It isn't that we're holding back community monies that we're spending elsewhere to not pave their roads. It's a local area. My subdivision was built in 1975, and we have an annual spring event of putting metal mats in so that my Jeeps don't disappear going down it. So there's some long-term residents out, residential areas that are in need of help, but it's the responsibility of the local service areas and the taxpayers within those areas to fund those improvements the way our government is organized at this point.
Thank you. If I may ask, what are the exact dates of your trip to China?
We're leaving Saturday morning, which I believe is the 19th, when we're supposed to return, I think, the 30th, but we lose the 20th, the 20th doesn't exist going, and there's a day that doesn't exist when we come back, so it's international dateline stuff.
Thank you. Have a safe trip.
Thank you.
Assemblymember Mayfield.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Earlier today, some of you may or may not know this, but earlier today we did do the evaluation of the manager, and I'm proud to say that we renewed his contract. He did an exceptional job last year, and we're looking forward to his continued partnership and working with him in the next coming year. I also wanted to thank the Deputy Mayor for moving ahead with dispatch tonight on the meeting. You did wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayfield. I think it helps when we have a less controversial public hearings significantly. I missed the manager's evaluation tonight. I intended to be here, but my meeting in Anchorage went until just after 5, so I had to hustle to get here by 6. So I do apologize for missing that meeting, but I did send an email to the manager expressing my happiness with regards to his service to the borough. I believe he works hard to serve the people of this borough to the best of his abilities and to manage the staff here, and he does a nice job, and I'm thankful for his humble service and his knowledgeable service. Also, I wanted to just I know the specific details are not released yet. I do not have privy to any of the knowledge to any of that, but I did want to extend a heartfelt compassion and blessings and prayers to the loved ones and the family of the person that lost his life yesterday at the Matsu Borough landfill. That's a sad event for our entire borough. I was sad to hear that news. And thank you for bringing your baby tonight. Brought a lot of joy to the meeting, and I love hearing her coos and happiness. It's nothing but joy. So thank you very much for that. That being said, this meeting is adjourned at 7:15 p.m.